This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 13th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance and ControlWeedsNotFarming.com. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Trump administration proposed a record 24.02 billion gallons of biofuels to be blended in 2026, with biomass-based diesel setting more than a 2 billion gallon jump from 2025 to over 5.5 billion gallons for next year. Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association says the RVO numbers are a welcome message for their industry.
We are very pleased with what we saw from EPA this morning. We think this proposal, it does take a bit of a different approach to the RFS than EPA has taken in the past, but we think it sends a very positive, very powerful signal to the U.S. renewable fuel industry and to farmers. I mean, what EPA is proposing this morning would be the highest ever levels of renewable fuel blending, and they've also taken steps to really prioritize the use of domestic feedstocks and domestic renewable fuel production.
Corn-based ethanol RVOs remain at 15 billion gallons for the next 2 years. Cooper says the expanded biodiesel numbers will help free opportunity for corn-based ethanol.
Because of those higher biodiesel volumes, that's going to pull biodiesel out of that conventional renewable fuel bucket of the RFS. The last several years, there's been a lot of surplus, a lot of extra biomass-based diesel floating around in the marketplace, and it tends to end up overflowing into the portion of the RFS where corn ethanol plays, and reducing our volume. So, by proposing and hopefully by finalizing robust biomass-based diesel numbers, that means that full 15 billion gallon conventional renewable fuel standard should be fulfilled, should be met with corn ethanol.
Kurt Kevorek with Clean Fuels Alliance America says the EPA changed its methodology for this proposal.
EPA chose to put forward our volume in what we call RINs. That's the renewable identification number. It's the credit mechanism for the program. And the reason it's not really apples to apples is because the RIN value is different than a gallon of fuel. In the case of biomass-based diesel, each gallon generates about on average 1.6 RINs per gallon.
Kevorek says there's a long way to go before an EPA number is final.
And we would say good job to the White House on the proposal today. And it does feel like, you know, our message is cutting through with this administration. They are listening to us when we say, look, the best way to help agriculture out right now is to boost domestic renewable fuels consumption. That is going to be the fastest, most reliable way to make sure that farmers have a home for these enormous crops they're going to be harvesting this fall, and that we continue to grow demand and value for agriculture, and we continue to expand our manufacturing here at home. That message seems to be cutting through, and it does feel like there are several chess pieces that the administration is trying to advance on the chessboard that will unlock growth opportunities for renewable fuels and by extension for our friends in agriculture.
Cooper said he believes that the Trump administration is listening to the industry.
The Senate is now going to write or amend their own bill here. We've seen some language from different committees come out in the last 24 hours. There is some expectation that the Senate Finance Committee will follow suit. There is a hope that this would be on the president's desk by July 4th. If I were a betting man, I wouldn't bet on that outcome. What I think is a more likely outcome is that we'll see the Senate passage of their version prior to July 4th, and then it kind of remains to be seen.
Kevorek says the renewable fuels future really hinges on action by the U.S. Congress. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Trial lawyers are using a discredited report from a World Health Organization subagency to attack a safe, American-made weed-fighting tool. This tool helps keep your food costs down, and without it, food inflation could double. Stand with American farmers and keep trial lawyers' greed out of our farms and food supply. Fight back at ControlWeedsNotFarming.com, paid for by Modern Ag Alliance. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.